Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from around the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And a whole lot more. Speaking of Ford, and this is something that a lot of people have been waiting for a long, long time. Hey. This week they have revealed the upcoming all-new Ford Bronco lineup. And old friend Mark Gruber, he's Ford U.S. Consumer Marketing Head, is going to be our guest today. And as much time as we can plug in, we'll be taking a peek at the entire lineup of the all-new Ford Bronco. So, we're going to get to that shortly. In the meantime, remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournaments. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes and Capital Farm Credit, Evinrude, Shiner Bock, and Hop Power Polaris. Enter at startournament.org. Sign up now.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. And we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, at the top of the program, Harold mentioned that Mark Gruber is going to be our guest talking about the brand new Ford Bronco.
Yes.
I am so excited. I had three of those.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Don't you wish you still had them?
Well, you know, I didn't go with, didn't have a Ford Bronco, the original version.
Mm-hmm, right.
But I had three as they continued to evolve the body styling. Mm-hmm. And back when they were teaming up with Eddie Bauer, you know, for the interior. And I remember, because all the models back then, and this is the big, what I call the big Bronco, not what was the Bronco 2 that's now the Bronco Sport.
Right.
But everybody was going, you know, this is great. Big back seat, big bench seat in the back. Mm-hmm. Would love for it to be four doors.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to spoil. No. You know, we'll wait till Mark's here.
Well, look, speaking of Ford, because I've been busy. I had this news piece, forgot to use it a while back, but they reintroduced the Mustang Mach 1.
Really?
Yeah. It's a limited edition. Going to be track ready. 5-liter V8. They pumped it up to 480 horsepower. Six-speed manual transmission from Ford Performance, and they have an available 10-speed automatic. And they have a handling package that you can tune it for more track. but looks, you know, how like the original. That's 17 years ago was the last Mach 1. So it's pretty cool. A lot of people are excited about that one. And it's it'll be coming out right after the first of the year. But people are taking orders now, obviously. But check it out if you're a Mustang fan.
You got any shooting news this week?
No.
Okay. Well, then we'll get into
load up on ammo. That's my suggestion. Everybody says, "What are you doing?" You know, I mean, the market's crazy, investments are crazy, interest rates are down. What do you invest in? It's an ammunition.
Yeah, and if you're going to look for ammunition, and you go, "Oh, well, they're out," maybe who you normally go to,
right?
But you know, Google the caliber, and I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of online. Sellers.
Welcome, Brownells, and you turned me on to somebody the other day. I don't remember who it was now.
Yeah, it was.
I wrote it down.
Texas Sport USA.
That sounds kind of right.
And a new website.
Target Sport USA.
Target Sport. Yeah, a new Texas one, right?
Yeah, TargetSportUSA.com. Yeah,
exactly. And back when I got my Henry, was looking for some 44 mag. Actually, looking for the Hornaday. Lever Revolution. And 44 mag, and everybody was out. Brownells, Midway, you name it. And Cheaper Than Dirt was out.
Right.
Found this group, and good price, good service, no problems. So I got some.
Well, obviously ammo sales are higher than ever because firearm sales are higher than ever.
You know, back when the other guy was president?
Yeah, that guy?
Yeah, and everybody, you know, was patting him on the back for being the world's best firearm salesman.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's right. I saw the signs.
Who do we credit for this now?
The pandemic, I think.
Yeah, probably. Just
if I've got to hold up.
Yeah.
I've got to protect what I've got. I got to protect all my toilet paper and spam.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You know.
And I'm talking about the spam you eat, by the way. Yeah.
Exactly. Fried.
Not the one that just popped up on my phone. It says spam risk.
Right.
Not that one.
Right.
Did you see the thing somebody said? Did a thing? I guess it was Facebook, but did a thing. It's like spam was invented in. I'm not right on the date, but you know, like spam was invented in 1937.
Uh-huh.
They're just now making the second run because it lasts forever.
I've actually seen recipes on how you can make your own spam.
Yes,
and package it, and it lasts forever.
Correct. Yeah.
So
yeah. It's really simple.
Yeah, it really is. Let's talk about some things that are happening here in the Lone Star State. For all the offshore enthusiasts, and this happened on Wednesday, the Gulf of Mexico commercial shrimp season in both state and federal waters reopened. And basically what this means for those of us that love to fish the deep blue is we got targets.
Mm-hmm.
These shrimpers will pull their nets all night. You know, about first light, they'll anchor up and they cull their catch. That catch is returned back into the Gulf, creating one massive chum line.
Yes.
And so all the pelagics will show up. And it just, I mean, it's amazing what comes out from underneath those shrimp boats at different times.
Pelagic, is that another fishing group? Like you got the Vietnamese and got the pelagics?
No, actually you should Google that so that you know what the definition is. You know, it's ocean-going fish.
Okay. First I have to know how to spell it. Right?
P-E-L-A-G-I-C.
That was a test.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Passed another one. Clayton Wolf, longtime friend. I knew Clayton when he was a biologist and then district leader out at Jasper.
Right.
Then became Texas Parks and Wildlife Wildlife Division Director. He's now been named the COO of Texas Parks and Wildlife, Chief Operating Officer.
Okay.
So I don't know if Clayton is trying to move Carter out, Carter Smith, or just what the next step is. But good guy, always available for some good information and being helpful. News on whitetail deer season, very favorable is the early report with the spring long-term growth among state whitetail population has set the stage for a really favorable 2021. Spring rains allowed many regions, including South Texas and the Edwards Plateau, and areas to the west to recover from last year's dry fall and winter, leading to an abundance of forbs. We get some summer rains, and when the fall forbs normally sprout, it could actually swing that pendulum in favor of the deer where they don't have to move as much. But from an antler development standpoint, it's looking pretty good, and we will be giving you more information as we move through the year. Final note out of Austin is the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame nominations are now open and will be open through November 1. The 2020 recipient, and of course the banquet and all has been delayed, is Shane Wilson, but there will be more information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame website to give you more information.
Yeah, this is something that popped up from the Forest Service, and I've never heard of this before, but they concluded that their petition presents a substantial information indicating that listing as an endangered species may be warranted for the Dunes sagebrush lizard.
Really?
I've never heard of the Dunes sagebrush lizard.
I haven't either.
Well, somebody has, obviously.
Yeah. It's another one of those that, you know, somebody found and identified it, having never been identified before.
That's right. And don't put that pipeline there now.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report, and yes, I'm getting in my ear that we should do CCA. Why were you not on top of this, Harold?
I don't know, but Bob was.
He was.
Silent Bob, we call him.
Yes, he's over there.
Not always.
Raising his hands, shaking his fist at us through the window, and just going, what a couple of dummies.
We got to do it then. Yeah, the CCA Star Tournament, right? Let's talk about our leaders here, friends, and start off with our favorite category, by the way, the Star Kids Scholarship Division. And these are kids 6 to 10 years of age vying for $50,000 college scholarships. And there are several of the scholarships, okay. Right now, Flounder Leader, 5-pound, 11-ounce, Mason Blaylock, who's 10. Sheephead, 7-pound, 9-ounce, Hadley Bashy, who is 9. Gafftop, 6-pound, 12-ounce, Rowdy Hanks, who is 8. And they've been leaders for quite a while. As I say, like to say, their parents are nervous because they're worried about that scholarship money.
All right. In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Team Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarships up for grabs. No changes to our leaderboard. Lily Larson leads Upper Coast, 7 pounds, 14 ounces. Radley Rosemeyer, age 11, mid-coast leader, 8 pounds even. And Samuel Carrizales, age 16, is our lower coast leader, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Yeah, no changes in the intro division either. Flounder leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Curtis Widener, who is 14. Sheephead, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Tristan Anderson, who is 16. Gafftop, 6-pound, 6-ounce, Nathan Carter, who is 14.
In the adult speckled trout division, no changes this week's leaderboard. Lee Wright leads Upper Coast, 11 pounds, excuse me, 8 pounds, 11 ounces. He wished it was 11 pounds. Justin Aguilar leads Mid-Coast, 9 pounds even. And John Gonzalez, lower coast leader at 10 pounds, 7 ounces.
Okay, these all are still leading, too. Kingfish, 57 pounds, 6 ounce, Clifford McCrummon. Dorado, 34 pound, 2 ounce, Colby Jones. Ling, still at 70 pound, 3 ounce, Whopper from Reese Connor.
In the adult flounder division, Anthony Almaguer leads 5 pounds, 15 ounces. Thomas Green, 7 pounds, 15 ounces. And Michael Fesco, gaff top leader, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Okay, going after those tagged redfish, they put 60 of them out in the Gulf, friends. They put them out where you fish. They want you to catch them, and if you do, and you have signed up for the tournament, you will win a brand-new Ford F-150 trailer, boat, motor package, 100 grand or so, pretty good deal. Right now, we have 4 winners that have been certified. Jake Bozeman, 11-year-old Marilyn Monroe, Thomas Bossy, Bettina Mathis. 4 winners, like I say, have been certified. 7 caught them, but they were ineligible.
Means we've got 1 truck left to give away. Mm-hmm. And then after that, there are 5 boat, motor, trailer packages. Right. You got to supply the transportation.
Yep.
Harold, I'm worried about Bob. He has not stopped shaking his head ever since we almost screwed up going to the break. I mean, it's almost like he's saying, this is what I have to look forward to in future.
Every week.
Future years. Okay, we're going to break now.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brands that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Just got back from an Axis and Wild hog hunt out west of Menard, and let me tell you what, Clifford Cheadle loaded me up some great binoculars from Steiner, Zeiss. They are dealers for those folks. Distributors for Synox low-lux cameras, both the Aurora Sport black and base model. They'll record in color in low-light conditions. Third Coast Thermal also has a good supply of Thermion scopes and Helion binoculars. Those are all in stock. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all over the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday, Sunday, Monday are our three best days of the week. Tuesday and Wednesday are two good ones. Thursday and Friday slip to fair. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, bounce back as good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day begins either side of the noon hour, continues until late afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. Friday and next Saturday, we'll see game actively feeding from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Next Sunday is a major time shift, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Monday, July the 20th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Monday and Tuesday will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Wednesday's a three tide day with two high tides, just one low. Thursday through next Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, fishing has been really pretty good. Some places are dealing with floating grass, some wind, but overall fishing has been pretty decent. Over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana, limits of speckled trout. Some of them are on the smaller side. You've got to cull through, but don't worry. There's plenty of good fish. They've been catching 15 to 20-inch trout on live finger mullet, rigged Carolina style, when fishing over the reefs or around the old jetties. On Sabine Lake, the Ship Channel and the Neches River are good spots for speckled trout. Fish the shelf in 2 to 4 feet of water with minnows. Trinity Bay, it's bird time. Look for birds. Redfish and speckled trout are great along East Galveston Bay shoreline. And in West Galveston Bay, the reef and other structure located along the old Ship Channel, or actually old intercoastal, I should say. And in Freeport, redfish and speckled trout be found in the Back Bay area around Shell and Marsh. East Matagorda, look for trout and redfish where the reefs drop off into deeper water. Water temperature's hot, folks. West Matagorda, sand and grass shorelines, Rockport, redfish are good using topwaters in the Back Bay areas. Port Aransas, speckled trout are good on soft plastics and topwaters early and late. Baffin Bay, on up around the King Ranch shoreline has been good, and certainly the rocks in Baffin Bay. Port Mansfield, a lot of floating grass. A lot of people are using DOA's PT7, great little floating cigar-looking topwater bait. South Padre, speckled trout are plentiful near the surf on spoons, mirror lures, and topwater baits. In Port Isabel, the big trout are located in the lower Laguna Madre around shallow water over grass and best on live bait.
Well, let's jump into East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees and vegetation, fishing plastic creatures and frogs, crankbaits, bladed jigs, Texas rigged plastic worms in deeper water near structure and vegetation lines are productive. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber in 12 to 22 feet. White bass are good on jigs and slabs in the main lake. Conroe, black bass are good on soft plastic worms and live shad. Try the deep points, brush piles, and drops. Fork, largemouth bass are good on blue, purple, and dark green plastic worms. Bladed jigs, chatterbaits near deep structure, points and humps in 10 to 22 feet. Some topwater action early. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 18 to 25 feet in the brush piles and standing timber. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on diving crankbaits, plastic grubs, bladed spinners, Texas rig worms in 10 to 25 feet. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows in the standing timber areas and near the brush piles in 12 to 20. Livingston, crappie are good deeper than 10 feet with structure. Present those jigs. They like those. White bass are good with minnows and Alabama rigs. Nackinich, largemouth bass are good starting around 5 a.m. and afternoons starting past 6. Fish docks at night, fish timber with worms and jigs and occasionally atop water. Sam Rayburn, crappie are good on minnows and jigs working edges of lake cover shallower than 16 feet. Toledo Bend, shallow fishing has been best between 2 to 6 feet, fishing smaller topwaters. During the day, fish Carolina rigs between 18 and 28 feet above structure. White bass are good still schooling late, but can be caught during the day coming from the creeks. Tyler, crappie are good on minnows and brush piles and timber. Catfish are excellent on punch bait and live bait. Athens, largemouth bass are good with crankbait, spinners, and root beer plastic worms working on vegetation, brush, and timber. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs and standing timber near the boat docks. Belton, white bass are good in the main lake, humps and drop-offs with slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with live bait in the main lake. Look for large schools of bait fishing with that sonar. Try to find those. Palestine, crappie are good on jigs and minnows around bridges and timber in 15 to 25 feet. Hybrid stripers are good on live bait. White bass are good on small swim baits and slabs. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on chatterbaits, Texas rig plastic worms and spoons, fishing 12 to 25 feet near submerged vegetation, rocks, and points. Tewakene, catfish are excellent on prepared bait and cut bait in 10 to 20 feet. Largemouth bass are good on spinner baits, dark blue or black plastic worms, and diving crankbaits. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on live bait and slab spoons on top early or deep during the day. Texoma, striped bass and white bass are good on live bait, topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Largemouth bass are good fishing with spoons, plastic worms, and crankbaits in 10 to 24 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by the boathouses, marinas, and brush piles in 15 to 25 feet. And Whitney, black bass are good on points, creek channels, grass lines, weed beds on blue plastic worms, shad-colored crankbaits, bladed spinners. White bass and stripers are excellent on the main lake drop-offs and humps with jigging spoons and slabs. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs in 12 to 25 feet near the creek channels.
All right, heading to South Texas, down Choke Canyon way. Largemouth bass are staying in the cool water beneath cover. Topwater is best early and often off steep banks and around vegetation. Crankbaits, jigs, deeper spinners, and soft plastics are best during the evenings above the brush piles. Falcon, crappie are good above the brush piles and steep ledges. White bass are good fishing the deepest piles. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good with deep diving crankbaits, jigs, Carolina rig worms in 13 to 25 feet of water near grass beds, drop-offs, and weed lines. Allen Henry, bass fishing continues to be good on this lake in 2 to 6 feet at daylight and evening, working ledges and larger brush piles. Carolina rigged worms, topwaters, and crankbaits are all good options. And finally, Lake Coleman, hybrid stripers are good and feisty, hitting topwater and chasing fast-moving rattle traps.
Okay, head to the hill country. Big Lake Buchanan, largemouth bass are good with Texas rig plastic worms, chatterbaits, deep-diving crankbaits working along the grass lines, windy points, rock ledges, and brushy areas. Striped bass are good with live bait. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 14 to 28 feet, fishing timber and brush piles. Canyon, striper fishing is good on main lake humps with vertically jigging slabs and live bait. White bass are good on main lake flats, drop-offs, and humps with slabs and swim baits. Look for birds diving over feeding schools. Travis, Largemouth bass are good fishing in 12 to 26 feet with Texas-rigged plastic worms, drop shots, diving crankbaits near the rock ledges, points, deep creeks, and drop-offs. Waco! Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, diving crankbaits, and drop shots on main lake points, timber, and flats near drop-offs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing brush piles, and structure.
All right, on the hunting scene, our countdown continues. We are now 6 weeks and just a couple of 3 days from September 1st. Tell you what, going to be smelling the smell of gunpowder in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon. Yeah. Also, the unofficial Axis Deer Rut, or the ROAR, continues making suggestions as just more and more information, learning, spending more time hunting these critters. Check out Eric Harrison's AxisDeerCaller.com is his website, but he's got a call that mimics the roar. That's going to help you locate the Axis Deer when they're being vocal, and then you can either set up, wait for them to come to you, or much like elk hunting, go after them, you know. And you won't believe the size of the rubs that they're putting on trees. I mean, it's amazing.
Okay.
Through August 31st, both the South Zone javelina season and the other open county squirrel season continues.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a break.
Yeah.
Catch our breath.
Yes.
Exciting, friends. We're going to reveal the all-new Ford Bronco right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Right now, we know it's just hotter than heck here in the Lone Star State. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, that can certainly stress animals, and need to have that fortified cottonseed out and available for the bucks to continue growing their headgear, as well as taking care of mama deer that are producing milk for the fawns. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
Well, friends, there's a lot of excitement out there in Autoland because this week it was the reveal of the long-awaited, most anticipated, looking forward to lineup of the all-new 2021 Ford Broncos. And, you know, if you're running U.S. consumer marketing for Ford, you're going to be a busy man. And he's taking time out to talk to us today, our good friend Mark Gruber. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
There's a question, though, Mark. Used to see a lot of you, and in the last few years, you don't even write anymore. What have you been doing?
I've been keeping really, really busy working on you know, all the great Ford products that we have, yeah. And in particular, spending a lot of time getting ready for this big Bronco launch.
Well, this thing's been obviously in the works for a while, and for, I mean, months and months and months and months and months. Everybody in the auto journalism marketing, you're like, when, where, when? Bam. Now it's happened, and I got to say this right off the bat. It looks to me like you guys have Jeep Wrangler in your sights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time. Big time. You know, that's, there's no doubt in that. So, you know, Wrangler and the Toyota 4Runner are kind of the only vehicles really in the space, the only real choices for customers until now. So we did a lot of work trying to benchmark and talk to customers and see what they wanted. And, you know, we think we got a outstanding product that customers are going to love.
Mark, Bill Olson here. I was a proud owner of three different Broncos all the way up to when you all partnered with Eddie Bauer, you know, mm-hmm. in the various body styling changes. Looking at the new Ford 2021 Bronco at Ford.com, you've got various models, and one of them's already sold out. The reservations are full, the first edition model, right?
That's right. So, yeah, I want to just avoid any confusion that we're still taking reservations. We'll be happy to take your reservation on a new Bronco. We have seven different series in total. One of them was a limited run of called the first edition that you mentioned, and that one kind of got reserved really, really quick. And so that one, we're no longer taking reservations, but we are taking reservations for any other kind of Bronco or Bronco Sport, and a lot of other options out there as well.
Well, early on, I mean, even Bill was saying years ago, one of the people thought it'd be cool to have a four-door mm-hmm. Bronco. But then I, on the other hand, being, you know, old, you know, I kept hoping, though, when you guys came out with a new one, there would be a two-door Bronco again, and you got both now.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a lot of, you know, kind of worry, I'd say, from consumers and enthusiasts to say, are they going to do a two-door, because, you know, obviously the market's kind of moved heavy to the four-door mm-hmm. side of it. But, you know, Bronco has always been a two-door through the previous five generations, and we thought it was just fundamental that if you're going to do a Bronco and you're going to do it right, you got to have a two-door. That's just part of the DNA. So we'll have that. We'll have a first-ever four-door. We've never had a four-door from the factory on Bronco, and then we've got a smaller version for people who maybe just don't need everything that we've got on the bigger Bronco in terms of size or price, and we have a Bronco Sport. So it's kind of the Bronco of small utility vehicles. So we got it all.
Yeah, Mark, are the two-door and four-door, are those then different
wheelbase?
I had a blank. Thank you. Wheelbase is what I was trying to get to. Yeah, the wheelbase is different.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's about 100 inches on the two-door, and I think it's 116 or 17 on the four-door. So the four-door, you're going to be able to carry some more cargo or gear, carry a fifth passenger on that. You know, same kind of platform, but, yeah, the wheelbases are different between the two vehicles.
While we're making comparisons on wheelbase, for reference purposes, how does the traditional two-door 2021 Bronco compared to the last model that was released some 25 years ago?
Yeah, so the last one was actually, you know, there's been a few different ones, of course, Bill, since you've owned a few. The last one was actually kind of based off of a full-size, like an F-150 kind of size,
right?
Albeit a two-door. This is more of a what we would call a mid-size, so more of like a Ranger type size in terms of width and size. So in some respects, it's actually a bit smaller a little bit than kind of the one in the 90s. And it's a little bit more inspired by the very first generation Bronco in terms of styling and a little bit closer maybe to that in terms of size.
Yeah, I mean, this thing has a tough look to it, too. I mean, this doesn't look like some sort of, you know, slick little sedan. I mean, this thing looks like it's purpose-built to get off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's no crossover. It's no soft vehicle. So this not only has the looks, but it's got all the off-road capability and functionality that you would expect in a Bronco.
Yeah, Mark, what we want to do, we want to get the mid-show break out of the way and then come back, and I want you to start hyperventilating and take a lot of breaths, because when we come back, I just want to say go, because there's so many things to talk about on this, and I want to give you a chance to really take off on it, okay?
Let's do it.
Okay, friends, we're going to take a short break. We shall be back with Mark Gruber and looking at the all-new, exciting 2021 Ford Bronco right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson, our guest, Mark Gruber, Ford Consumer Marketing. And have you been breathing deep, Mark?
I have. I'm ready to go.
Okay. You're on, man, because there's so much to tell about this thing. Just start on the outside and work your way toward the middle.
Yeah, so it's, as mentioned, we got a two and a four-door. Both of them have what we call open air, so you can easily take off the doors, you can take off the roof panels, and you can take them off super quick and super easy. And on the four-door, get this, the four-door, when you take off those doors, you can store those on board in the cargo area. So you don't have to leave them chained up to a tree or in your garage. You can just take them off with a single tool. Super lightweight, super easy, and you put them right in the back of the cargo area. So that's super cool. We've got two different engines, a 2.3-liter EcoBoost and then a 2.7-liter EcoBoost, similar to what you find in the F-150 with 400 foot-pounds of torque. And you can get a 10-speed auto or a 7-speed manual on the 2.3-liter. So that's pretty cool. A lot of the enthusiasts wanted that. And then probably my favorite feature, we actually call it the Sasquatch package, because it's got really big big feet or big shoes, 35-inch tires.
Wow.
So we got that not only on just our kind of most high-end version, but you can get that on every single one of the 7 series, the 35-inch tires. And so I think that's a absolute game changer. And, you know, a ton of technology. We've got, like, off-road maps that you can use. So when you're kind of don't have a cell signal, it'll project right on your, big center stack 11-inch screen there. You've got all kinds of technology to help you off-roading, like cameras and what have you. So you want it, we've got it on the new Bronco.
Here's one of my brilliant questions. I assume this thing is four-wheel drive, right?
Standard four-wheel drive, because that's what a Bronco is.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Do you have different modes on it and stuff like that? Kind of take us through how this thing is geared up.
Yeah, so, you know, we really wanted to make this vehicle kind of, you know, great for not only the kind of the experienced off-roader, but for, I'll call it, some more of the novices as well. So there's a lot of technology to make it easier to go off-roading. So we have the terrain management systems where there's 7 different, well, we call them actually goat modes. So it goes over any type of terrain. So you can put it in the mud or snow or rock and 7 different terrains, and it'll get all your electronics and everything hooked up with just a switch of the dial there. And you've got, you know, all kinds of technology and capability with this new Bronco that's makes it really easy. Even we've got the switches, you know, you got front and rear lockers available and a stay bar disconnect. And we put those switches right on top of the instrument panel, so they're in your line of sight. So you don't have to go hunt for those when you're, you know, need those when you're out on the trail. And they even silicone covered those switches, so when they get wet, when you got your roof or your doors off, you don't have to worry about those things shorting out or having any issues because they're silicone coated on those.
How about electronics like inclinometer, angles, things of that nature that I'm used to on an FX4?
We got all that and then some. So, that is stuff you'll see all those electronics and measurements kind of right there on your center screen, and then it's even integrated into these what we call off-road trail maps that you can basically download on your phone, and that'll measure all that stuff from your vehicle sensors itself, and it'll even tell you, for example, you'll be able to share these maps with friends and family. But, it might say, hey, at this point in the trail, put it into the, the rock goat mode and stay to the right of it to kind of get up there and, put it into 4x4 low and look at, over to your left, maybe there's a little bird's nest you might want to check out. So it's just super cool.
Yeah, Mark, does this thing have the crawl type setup that the Ranger has?
It does, yep.
So that's amazing. That's amazing. Because I did off-road on Ranger with that thing, and you just turn it on, set your speed, and all you got to do is steer it.
It's cruise control for off-road is what I like to call it.
Yeah.
And then there's a new feature that's a little bit inspired by kind of what we do on the Mach-E and the electrified world, where you have one-pedal driving, but it's a version of that for off-roading. So imagine you're in a technical section where you're one foot on the gas and one on the brake. In the one pedal mode, you can just use the single pedal, and when you let off the gas, it basically applies the brake for you. So it makes off-roading super easy for the novice or enjoyable for the expert.
Well, looking at the videos you guys released, and right now, I guess, you're all over YouTube. You can go to Ford.com and get it. And so, but these, the interiors are you've got some really nice interiors, but also, is it an option? I mean, we can hose it down?
Yeah, there's just so much to talk about.
Yeah.
So a lot of our series have kind of a washout interior, and it actually has drains right in the flooring there. So, you can get the water out of the interior, super easy to do. And then one of my favorite features is we've got a marine-grade vinyl spec seat. Right, so if it gets wet, you don't have to worry about mold and mildew on that. You got marine grade, vinyl seats like you'd find on a boat.
Which one is coming out first, and when is that?
So the Bronco Sport, the smaller one, is coming out first, and the order bank is open for that right now, and that'll arrive at your Ford dealer late in 2020 calendar year. And then the bigger Bronco two- and four-door, we're taking reservations for that right now. And the very first ones will start arriving in spring of 2021. But I definitely encourage folks that are interested to kind of get a reservation in, because we're getting a lot of reservations, and you're going to want to kind of get your place in line because there's a lot of demand for that.
Yeah, where are these going to be built, Mark?
So the Bronco is going to be built where all Broncos have been built, which is the Michigan Assembly Plant up in Michigan,
right.
And it's the same place that we build the Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
I can't even imagine what it's like with you all. Having conceived the idea to bring it back,
mm-hmm.
and then that leaks out, and just the built up of,
oh, yeah.
of the pent up demand. Give us a little insight and feel for what's that like, because y'all have just been overwhelmed, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, that's I'm glad you asked that one. There's quite a story behind that. There's been a little group inside of Ford that have been working behind the scenes to try to make Bronco a reality and bring it back. We called ourselves the Bronco Underground. And ever since the 90s, that team is... has been working to say, how can we bring back the Bronco? And 5 years ago, I got the assignment to basically put together the strategy to bring Bronco back. And, that was a great responsibility and to be able to, do it. And if we're going to do it, we got to do it right. But we've been working on it, a big team working on it that, really go out there and understand the customer and the market. And, we really talk to a lot of customers and Bronco enthusiasts and off-road experts and really tried to learn about, what they want in a new Bronco. It needs to be a Bronco first and foremost, but it needs to also be kind of the best off-road vehicle that that the market has today. And so it's been a lot of fun, but it's one that you don't want to screw up, and I think we got it right.
I love this slogan too, built wild. And although now we're starting, so there's going to be a lot of things that are still going to be happening between now and getting our hands on these things, but you've already got, as we have to close this out, an amazing suite of accessories already, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have on the Bronco, we're going to have over 200 accessories from the factory at the time of launch. So you'll be able to kind of make it your own. If you want just kind of merchandise, we've got an Amazon store with all kinds of different things that that people can check out. And the Built Wild is, you know, it kind of plays off the Built Ford Tough, because we put the Broncos through a similar kind of durability, and then we took it a step further and took it to the toughest off-road trails and terrains we could find and tested out the Broncos there to make sure it'll get you there and it'll get you back.
Okay, Mark, right quick then, to take a peek and to make an order, do we just go to Ford.com?
Absolutely. So go to Ford.com. You can place your reservation for your local Ford dealer there. It's only $100, and you can kind of get your place in line, and you can get all kinds of other information on the new Bronco and Bronco Sport.
Outstanding. Mark, thank you so much for your time, and since we are looking the end of the year and the start of the next one, we'll probably have you back on, okay?
Let's do it.
Okay, man, thank you.
Congratulations,
man. Yeah, good talking to you again.
Appreciate it.
Okay, friends, we're going to be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's going on?
Okay, as we talked about it earlier, the CCA Star Tournament, it goes through Monday, September the 7th. That's an insurance policy, friends. You sign up for that thing, if you're going to be anywhere near the Gulf of Mexico, you don't want to miss out, because it's quite an exciting event. And take your kids. Think about those scholarships, okay? Also, of course, the Federal Red Snapper season's been open, running 63 days from June the 1st. They want to know what's going on out there, too. So record your catch at on the iSnapper app. And then, of course, all those great organizations that many of us belong to out there, be it Ducks Unlimited or Rocky Mountain Elk or whatever, you know, fundraisers are on hold. Doesn't mean you can't send them funds or upgrade your membership. And then, when we get over this mess, go to these events and support these groups in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Wow, what a great show.
I want all three of those Broncos. Yeah.
I'm on the Ford.com website looking at all the different models. And, you know, the Wild Track, Mark mentioned it, the 35-inch tires wrapped around 17-inch wheels.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Plenty of ground clearance there.
Yeah, and that that V6 EcoBoost, too, is already going to have over 300 horsepower.
Yeah,
too,
and you were saying that there's some little...
Well, no, tuners. You know, you get a young kid out there, and they'll pump it up to 500 real easy. They know how to do that. All they need is a screwdriver.
Really?
Yeah.
Find me a youngster.
There you go. There you go. Anyhow, everybody, check our website. Of course, check Ford's too. Ford.com. Check out this Bronco. I mean, while you're at it, of course, the all-new F-150, too.
Sure.
A lot of stuff going on at Ford.
You know what they need to do? They need to bring the Thunderbird back. I mean, you mentioned the Mach 1 Mustang,
right.
You know.
Right.
Got the Bronco back.
Yeah.
You know, bring the Thunderbird back. And maybe the Country Squire with the paneling, the wood paneling.
Oh, yeah, Woody. Yeah. Right. And then you get your surfboard you always dreamed of having. There you go. Anyhow, do remember to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations there. And plus, you can archive the show. So you go, what'd they say about the Bronco? Well, just play it. You know, it'll be up there next day or two. So all of our shows are there. Check them out. Get the information. And, of course, you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and any of those things that you can friend us. Do that, and that helps build the audience and helps us spread the word about what's going on in this great state of ours. Okay? So be safe out there, friends. Whether you're on the water or you're in the woods, be safe. And be sure and check out a Ford F-150 or visit one of your best-in-Texas Ford dealers, okay? And then visit us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.